Parshas Nitzavim, the first posik, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, that you are all standing today in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zekneichem, Veshotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael. And Rashi learns Pshat over here that Melamed Shekinsa Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yoy Moisei, Lahachnisam Bivris, that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die, was going to be Nifter, he took the whole Klal Yisrael into a bris. And the Ramban explains, and Rabbeinu Bechai explains, that this was the same bris that Klal Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bishas Matan Torah on HaSinai. Just after that, Klal Yisrael did the Chet Hegel, so it was like bottle that bris. Now they had to make a second bris to bring Klal Yisrael close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mekabel the Torah, and with an Olah and with a Shua. Now they did it with a promise. Hu Adin Chazal also darshan, it was added now, the Indian of Arvis. That means Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelezeh, every single Jew has to watch over another Jew. If one person does a Chet, like it's brought down by Ochen, it's a Chet for the whole Klal Yisrael. It's like everybody did the Chet. Therefore one person has to watch over the second one, that he should not do a Chet. Then Rashi later brings down from the Medrash Agodon that asks the question, Lomo nismecho pasha satem nitzavim the klolis. At the end of the last pasha, it spoke about all the klolis, the curses that will come upon Klal Yisrael. So how come now it says atem nitzavim? So the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael heard all the klolis, they became afraid. It says hariko pneim, that they became very afraid, and they said, miyuchu lamad bela, we can't stand, will it be wiped out? So therefore Moshe now started to be mefayis them, to appease them and tell them, Atem nitzavim hayoim, yishno, everybody is standing here today. And even though harbe hechastem lamokom, even though you did a lot of averus, you made Hashem angry, v'lo yos etchem kliya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy us, for atem kayomim lefonov, we're still standing here. And really, like the Kliyoker asks, like if the klolis before is the pshat that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be afraid to do averus, that's where Hashem gave us the klolis, that if we do an avera, we get punished. So now how come Moshe was appeasing Klal Yisrael to tell their mashma, even if you do averus, don't be afraid, you won't be wiped out. If you're not going to be afraid, so what's the whole purpose of having the klolis? The whole purpose of having the klolis is that we should be afraid. And really the Medrash itself at the end ends off and explains itself. That the next Rashi brings down, that the Medrash says, V'haklolois v'hayisurim mikayom emeschem. The fact that Hashem gives us curses and punishment, that keeps us going. U'matziv v'neschem lefonov. That makes us stand up in front of Hashem. And the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us klolos, gives us punishment, it's not for the purpose to wipe us out. That's Klal Yisrael has avtochom. Klal Yisrael will never be wiped out. There'll always be a Netzach Yisrael. But the pshat is that if Klal Yisrael does bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us punishment to put us back on the right track. That's the pshat from the Yisurim. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu now was appeasing Klal Yisrael, as if to say, even though we do have Averus and we deserve to have punishment, but the punishment will never be there to wipe us out. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim will always be standing. Klal Yisrael will always be here. So therefore, it's just the opposite, that the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the klolis was to be mekayim us, to keep us going, to keep us all here together. And the Mefarshim explained a little bit further than this, like really with another question, that the first pasuk is talking a lashon of plural to the rabbim. It says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, like Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the whole Klal Yisrael together. And then later in pasuk Yud Aleph it says, like to you, a lashon yochid. Moshe now is talking to the yechidim, to every person separately. Sakum it starts off atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, like he's talking to everybody, and then later he goes to talk to everybody separately. And the pshat mefarshim say is that the way Klal Yisrael will have a nitzochen, will always stay, will always be here. That's kulchem. In other words, there's a promise that Klal Yisrael will always be around. The Klal, the whole group together of Klal Yisrael, will always be here. If Yechidim will be here, that depends. If a Yochid puts himself into the Klal, becomes a Chelek of Klal Yisrael, he has this Haftoch, he'll be saved. But if a person stays by himself and doesn't act as part of the tzibur, he doesn't have the special avtocha. And that's the way the Alta from Kelim used to explain the famous tour at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that the tour brings down that Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Yeshua Imrim, that how great Klai Yisrael is, that the other nations, when they have judgment, they're afraid, they're scared, they're crying, they're wearing black. But Klai Yisrael, when they have the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, they dress up nicely, they take a haircut before, they look nicely, they wash themselves. And the tour ends off, why? It says, Lefi Sheyodim Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yasol Lehem Neis, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a nes, he will save us. Lefikach, therefore, noigim lesatov lechabes merav Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we make ourselves look nice for Rosh Hashanah. And the Alta Kelim used to explain like this, that the pshat from the nes is that Klai Yisrael, the klal, the whole nation of Klai Yisrael, there's a nes, will always be saved. That the avtocha will never be wiped out. The question is, every yochid v'yochid, if he puts himself in to be part of the tzibur, then he also has this avtocha. Therefore, the whole Klai Yisrael has to act as if they're part of the tzibur b'Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we dress nicely and we have this bitochlan HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be saved. And really, in the Zohar it says, when it says the word Hayoim, it means the special day of Rosh Hashanah. That the Pasuk is saying, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. Today on Rosh Hashanah, everybody is standing together, Kulchem. The whole Klai Yisrael together, and we're standing Lefnei Hashem Lekechem, in front of Hashem. That people say, when Klai Yisrael is in front of Hashem, we'll always be here. And some of us want to say, that what's the Hachona? How do we prepare ourselves Rosh Hashanah? Atem is also the gematria, the words of Emes. It's Aleph Mem Tov, Emes. The pshat is, the people have the mid of Emes. They take away Sheker. They do the truth. That's the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With Emes, we could be Nitzovim, we could be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Chesed ve'emes yikadmu panecho. That if you want to be zeichet to have chesed, you have to have emes, should be yikadmu panecho. Should have the mid of emes first. And really that's the Gemara in Shabbos that says from the word emes, the aleph, the mem, and the tof, they stand very easily. They'll never fall. They both all have good foundations. The pshat is emes is something that's mekaimus, that keeps us standing, keeps us going. Mashenken, the word sheker, a shin, a kuf, and a resh, have a small bottom they could tilt over, they'll fall. They have no kiyum. So the way to be a nitzovim, the way to be standing in front of Hashem, is with the mid of emes. And the pshat from the mid of emes is the truth, that's to realize the truth. The pshat from this bris is that we're coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize the emes, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and the purpose we're here for is to do mitzvahs. That's the pshat from the bris. Right, the pasuk says right after Sheni, Leman Hokim Oyscha Hayom Leliyom, that we should be for a nation, for Hu Yila Chol Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be our God. Kashadibaloch, Vachashanish Balav Sechel, Avron Yitzchak LeYaakov. Then it goes weiter that not only for us, but even the Duras Haboyim for our children. In other words, something that's emes, that's the truth, has a kiyum loyelam voed, not only for us, but even for the children. But then in Pasuk Yizayin explains the opposite, that pen yesh bochem isho yisho mishpocho yishevet ha-shelavovoi poyne hayoim yim Hashem. Maybe there's somebody that goes away from Hashem, and he goes to worship Avodah Zarah. And he says to himself, even when he hears all these curses, but he'll be satisfied to himself and say, Sholom Yiyoli, to me everything is peaceful, will be good. I go with the stubbornness of my heart. In other words, he does not want to hear the truth, but rather he only goes after the way he understands things. Such a person, the Pasuk says, Lo Yoyve Hashem Soloyach Loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not want to forgive him. But rather, Kodesh Baruch will burn up and be angry at such a person. So in other words, this is the opposite of emes. This is the opposite of the truth. A person that doesn't want to see the truth, but just wants to be stubborn and hold his own and say everything is good for him. He doesn't look at the klolos that Kodesh Baruch gives. Such a person will not be nitzavim hayoim. Such a person will not be standing. Such a person will be wiped out from the klolos. So it's like we're going back to the beginning, that the Rashi said the reason why it said the klolos first, And then it says, Atem Nitzovim, like we said, because the Pshat is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Klolis is Kedei that we should realize the Yemes, to see that if we get punishment, why do we have punishment? Because we did something wrong. By this, we wake up and start to do the right way. That's what's Nitzovim, that's what keeps us going. That keeps us and makes us become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the opposite, if somebody does not wake up, but rather Bishrius Liboy, he's stubborn and he keeps to his own, he doesn't want to hear the truth, such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not be Saleach Lei. And the Pshat is really like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki Imcha Haslicha Leman Tivorei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us in order that we should be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we should have Yiras Hashem. And really the question is just the opposite. If a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him, so he won't have Yiras Hashem, he won't be afraid of the Averis. He'll feel, listen, Hashem forgives me, I won't be afraid to do more Averis. And the Pshat is not like that. The Pshat is like this, that if a person does Averis, and he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive me, that means I can't be close to Hashem anymore. So he thinks he's thrown away from Hashem, it doesn't pay to do good anymore. So he could say they'll always do more and more Averis. But if a person realizes that even though we did something wrong, we did Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still is close to us and has chesed and gives us slicha, like we daven, we say slichas. We're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. If we realize that no matter how bad we are, how bad we did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still forgive us, therefore we'll be able to become close back to Hashem. We'll feel that we're still able to have Yiras Hashem. But that's only if a person sees the emes, sees the truth, and wants to become close to Hashem. But if a person is stubborn and doesn't see the truth, and only thinks he's right and doesn't want to hear what Hashem says, such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not give him slicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive such a person. Now, after Shlishi, Pasuk Tezayin says that Vatiru Eshikutzehem V'yeskilulehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying now that the Klal Yisrael, that when you were Mitzrayim, you saw the bear, the Avodah Zarah they were doing. The Shikutzehem means the disgusting things. Then it says Eitz for Evan, the wood and the stones that they made for Avodah Zarah. Then it says Kesev Izov, their silver and their gold, Asheri Moim that was with them. Now once it over for a Shvadran, that explained like this. They said the Pshat is that the first time a Jew sees an Avodah Zarah, the first time we see an Avera, it's mamish like Shikutzehem Vesgulehem. It's disgusting, it's something we can't do it. The second time we do the Avera already, we see it already, it's already Eitz Veven, it's not so bad, it already looks like wood or like stone. And the third time you go to do an Avera already, it already looks like Kesev Azov, it already looks like gold and silver. In other words, like we were saying before, that this bris is, a person has to have the mid of Emes, the truth, to see the truth. Chazal always said that Olam Hazeh is doimut ha-choshech, it's a little bit dark here. The pshat is, because when a person does one Avera and a second Avera, like the Gemara says, Nasa like Heter, it becomes like it's mutter, it's like nothing anymore. We become blind, we don't see the truth. But if a person would really see the truth, he'd be able to see that the Averis are really Shukutzeim Vesgulayim. They are disgusting things, they are something to stay away from. And that's the Avodah of Rosh Chodesh, of Chodesh Elul now, that now is the time we're going to start saying Slicha soon, start asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. And the beginning of asking for forgiveness is first to realize what we did wrong. We have to have this midah v'emes of the truth, that even though it's hard to change over, it's hard to do tshuva, like we'll talk about the mitzvah of tshuva soon. But our component in the beginning is to have the truth, to realize what we did wrong and what we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. That's the yisoid of slichas. We say over slach lanu, mechal lanu, kapra lanu. We have to realize we did do things wrong, and for these things we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. And not that after we did it a few times, it should remain like us, like Kesev Azov, as if we didn't do anything wrong. And now after Revi, now the Psukim start talking about the union of Tshuva. That it says, it says, you should bring it close to your heart. That you should return to become close to Hashem. You should listen to him. To everything that I'm commanding you today. And again, v'shav Hashem l'kecha shvus chavricha mecha, v'shav v'kibetzcha mekol ha'omim, that if we return, HaKadosh Baruch will have rachmonos on us, will have mercy upon us, and will bring us together. And the Sfasemis explains, and really it's like we said before, that first the Psukim start talking about the Kabbalah HaBris. First Klai Yisrael has to accept upon himself this Bris to realize the Emes, to realize what we are doing. And after we realize the Emes, now we could go to do the mitzvah of tshuva. If we realize what we did wrong, now we could go to do tshuva to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then in Pasuk Vav it says, U'moy la'Hashem Elokecha es lavovcha v'yes lavav zarecha. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mold, will circumcise your heart v'yes lavav zarecha in the heart of your children. Li'avos Hashem Elokecha to come to love Hashem v'chol lavovcha v'chol nafshcha l'man chayecha. So this Pasuk is talking about if we do tshuva, so we'll become to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, what does it have to say es lavovcha v'yes lavav zarecha? If you do tshuva, what does that have to do with your children? And the Sfasemis explains, no, that a person has to realize that his children take after him. And if a person has a sherish of ra, does averis, it will affect the children also. But if the father does tshuva and starts doing good, it will also affect the children. So because of the tshuva of the father, that will also affect the eslavav zarecha, that automatically the children's heart will also become to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be close to him. And then in Pasuk Ches it says, V'yato soshuv v'shomata b'kol Hashem. You should return and listen to Hashem. In other words, you should come and do tshuva. But right away the Pasuk says, V'yosi so es kol mitzvosov asher anuchi mitzavcha yoyim, that you should go to do all the mitzvos. And the Rabbeinu Bachai explains that we're talking about now about doing tshuva. So a person has to realize, how do we do tshuva? It's not enough just to say slichus, just to halavai, feel bid what we did wrong, and want to become close to Hashem. That alone is not enough. We need that. But the Pasuk says, V'yosi says, kol mitzvos of asher anuchi mitzavcha yoyim. The way we do tshuva is by start to do mitzvos. We have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do the mitzvahs. By learning more, by davening better, by doing mitzvahs. That's the way we do tshuva. Okay. Like we say in Shmon Esrei, Hashiveinu avinu lo sarasecha, v'koveinu makenu labodasecha, v'yachazireinu b'seshuva shleima. How do we come to do tshuva? That's only after we learn the Torah and we do the mitzvahs. Then the Pasuk after Shishi says,
Ki ha-mitzvah hazois. This mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavcho hayoyim, that I'm commanding you today, you should know, loy nefleisi mimcho, it's not hidden from you, v'loy rechoykohi, it's not far away from you, and loy v'ashamayimi, it's not in disguise. Leimer, that you should say, miyala lonu ha-shamayimah, how could we go up to the skies, v'kochenu and take it lonu, v'yashmenu oisav v'nasena, v'loy mi'evra la'yomu, it's not on the other side of the ocean. Lema, that you could have an excuse to say, Miyavalonu alevra yom, how could we go to the other side of the ocean? V'yikochei and take it, lonu, v'yashmenu oisav v'nasenu. But the Pasuk says rather, Ki kore ve'lecho hadovim miyoid. This mitzvah is very, very close to you. V'ficho, it's just with your mouth. U'vilvovcha, with your heart, la'asayse, to do it. So the question is, what mitzvah is the Pasuk talking about now? So it's a machlekes. Rashi is mashma, this mitzvah is going on, limud ha-Torah. Rashi says, Ki korav elecho ha-Torah nitnu lechem v'iksav uval peh. The Torah was given to us with iksav. We're talking about now this learning of the Torah, this mitzvah of learning of the Torah. The Pasuk is saying, it's not in Shemayim, it's not on the other side of the ocean. But you should know, it's very close to you. And Rashi learns here, Lo ba Shemayim hi, that the pshat is shilu hoisav ha-Shemayim, because if the Torah would be in the Shemayim, or Yisatzorech Laloi Sachrel Olamdo, you would have to go there and learn it. There's no Ptur not to learn Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, you should know, the Torah is mamish right in front of your nose, is Befichel Bevolch LaSoysoi, just with your mouth and with your heart, sit down to learn the Torah. So the first one asked the question, like, you don't talk like this. You don't tell somebody, I have something, mamish, you should know this thing is not far away. How far away? It's not like in a different country. But where is it? It's right in front of your nose. Like, you don't talk like that. Either you say something is not 2 feet away, but it's right in front of you. Or else you say something is not in the next country, but it's in this country. But how do you have such a contrast between saying it's not in Shemayim, it's not on the other side of the ocean, but you know where it is, mamish right in front of your nose, like you don't talk like that. And the pshat that they say, yes, by Torah, that's the way it is. If a person is meisim lev, if a person puts his mind to learn Torah, it's very easy, it's right in front of you, it's easy to learn Torah. You could get a chavrusa, you could have shiurim, sit down and learn. But if a person doesn't think about it, he doesn't talk about it, he's not in his mind, the Torah is mamish in Shemayim, it has no shaykhus to you, you don't learn the Torah. The Torah is mamish on the other side of the river, it has nothing to do to you. In other words, ruchnius, this inyan to be close to Hashem, if you want to, if you think about it, it's a very close and easy thing to learn Hashem's Torah. But if you don't want to, you don't think about it, the pasuk is telling you, you should know, it's very, very far away. Now that the Rashi said pshat in the pasuk that loy ba shemayim hi, that you should know the way Rashi learns, it means the Torah is not in the skies. So really what Rashi brought down is the Gemara in Erevin, that the Gemara in Erevin says, Omer Rabbi Avdimi, Bar Choma, Mai dichsib loy ba shemayim hi, what does the pasuk say that it's not in the shemayim? Shim ba shemayim hi, because if the Torah was in the shemayim in the skies, you should know you would have to go after it. Now the question is, what's the pshat in the Gemara? How is it possible to say you have to go after the Shemayim? It's not possible to get there. We can't get there. How could there be a mitzvah as if to say if the Torah would still be in the Shemayim, the mitzvah would be to go to Shemayim to learn Torah. And the pshat mafarshim say, the Shem Shmuel says is, that if there would have been a mitzvah to go to Shemayim, you should know we could do it. The pshat is if there's a mitzvah, if we have a tzibur to do it, whatever Hashem tells us to do, you have to know it's only because we could do it, it's possible for us to do it. If there would have been a mitzvah that the Torah is in Shemayim, and we would have to go to the Shemayim, there wouldn't be any p'tur we can't get there. There would have been a mitzvah how to get there. But the pasuk is saying, you should know that Hashem did not give us the mitzvah to go to Shemayim, but rather Hashem gave us the Torah, like other Gemara's darshan, that we darshan from the same pasuk. That leba shemayim mi, we dashin, that omer Reb Yirmiya, shekvar nitnu Torah mehasinai, v'yeinonu mashgichin bebaskel. That now that the Torah is given to us, we don't have to listen to the baskel. In other words, leba shemayim mi, that means poshet, the Torah is not in shemayim anymore. The Torah was giving us to b'nei yodem that we could pask in the shilas. And the psak halacher is the way they pask in boritz, here. And in shemayim, if a baskel comes out and tells you the loch is like that, we don't have to listen to the baskel anymore. It's the same shot that the pasuk is saying the chesed of Hashem that He did not make the mitzvah that we have to go to Shemayim to learn Torah, but rather ki korei ve'elecho hadovim yoid belficha bavovcha la'asoysoim, that the Torah is very, very close to you. All you have to do is just speak it out with your peh, with your mouth. There's Torah shebiksav already. There's Torah shebapeh. All we have to do is just learn it. It's very easy. And this is all part of the chesed that Hashem did to us, that He gave it to us so easy to mekayim this great mitzvah of limud haTorah. Now this is the way Rashi learns pshan this pasuk of ki ha mitzvah hazois, what this mitzvah is talking about. However, the Ramban over here learns a little bit differently. The Ramban learns that this pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, like the psukim before we're talking about doing tshuva, coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vash v'shov Hashem lekecha shvutcha v'chamecha. The psukim before we're talking about tshuva. So now the Ramban learns this is also ki ha mitzvah hazois. Means the Torah is telling you this mitzvah to do tshuva that I'm telling you today, it's not far away. It's not in Shemayim, this inyan to do tshuva. It's not on the other side of the ocean, the inyan to do tshuva. But rather the pasuk ends off ki korev eilecho hadavim yoid. It's very close and very easy to do tshuva. You only have to do tshuva with your peh, with your mouth, and with your lev. That's all you have to do tshuva. As if to say it's a very easy mitzvah, this mitzvah of tshuva.
And the Mefarshim all this, like we know, not like that. We know to do tshuva, it's very hard. It's a very hard mitzvah to do tshuva. So Reb Chaim Shem Lever Tzitzal used to explain like this, that really the yisayid of tshuva is a tremendous chesed, a tremendous kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. Like the Masil Sasharim explains, that the yisayid of tshuva is that the fact we're oikar, we take away the thought that we did the maisa, that we did the averam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts that as if we take away the action itself. The akiras hamachshava is like the akiras hamaisa, which is a tremendous chesed. Even though we did something wrong, we did the action, but now that we feel bad, This is Chesed Hashem. He takes it away as if we did not do the action. And really, just to have Charata to feel bad should be easy. This is one of the seven things that were created before the world was created. Just the pshat is that since, like we spoke about before, since we're Rogel, we do the Averis so often, it's hard for us to see the Emes. But if a person will be able to see the truth, really to do the mitzvah of tshuva is a simple mitzvah. In the Sefer Koich Veror, he wants to explain like this. Like we know, even if there wouldn't be a mitzvah of tshuva, still, if you do one Avera, you don't have the right to do a second one. So he learns like this. What's hard to do tshuva is to stop doing the Averis, or to feel bad you did it already. Now that you have to do even without tshuva. The chiddush of tshuva is that even after you do, you become a baal tshuva, you feel bad, you should know now HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away what you did before. That is easy to do. In other words, once a person stops doing the Avera and feels bad what he did, which he would have to do even without tshuva, now the chiddush of tshuva is that if you have vidui, like if you ask Hashem to forgive you, Hashem will take away the action you did already. That is simple. So therefore it's good the pasuk that's saying tshuva is easy, that means after you stop doing it, just to get a slicha or mechila, that's easy.
Pasuk after Shvi says, Rei no sapi lofunecho hayoin, you should see that I'm putting in front of you today, es achayim v'yasatoiv, I'm giving you life, and v'yasatoiv if you do good, v'yas hamoves v'yasaro, and I'm giving you death, v'yasaro, poshut means if you do bad, that's what's going to cause the moves. And then the next pasuk goes on, like Rashi says, to explain what does it mean, hatoiv. What does it mean? If you do good, you'll have chaim, you'll have life. Asher anochi mitzavecho hayoyim liyahavu es Hashem elokechem. That we have the mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo leches bedrochov, to go after His ways. V'lishmor mitzvoyso v'chukoyso v'mishpotov. And to listen to all the mitzvahs. V'choyiso v'roviso v'rachecho Hashem elokechem oretz. Asher ato v'oshom l'rishto. That if you do all the mitzvahs, you're going to have a blessing, a brocha from Hashem, and everything will be good. And then Pasuk Yud Zayin says the opposite way. V'yim yifne levavcha, if you turn away your heart, v'loy sishma, you won't listen, v'nidachto, v'shtachavise, l'olihim acherim, v'avaratem, if you can go do the avoy dezori, you should know, higarat alachem ayon ki yovat tevedun. You're going to be destroyed. Loy sarikun yomin, you're not going to have a long life. And then the Pasuk says over again, another time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a neidus, ha'adoysi v'chem ayoyim, es ha'shmayim v'esorat, ha'chayim v'yamovis, nasat lefunecho, Habrocha v'yaklolo, and Hashem says, I'm giving all these things in front of you. Habrocha klolo, achayim and amovis. And the Pasuk says, uvacharto b'chayim. And Hashem is telling you to choose the life. In other words, choose the brocha, choose to do good, choose the toiv. L'ma'atich yatuv azarechem. That you should live, you and your children. And again, the Pasuk repeats itself, li'av was Hashem l'kecho, to love Hashem, l'shmoya b'koyloi, to listen to Hashem l'dovka boy. To be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu chayecho, because He is our life. V'yerach yamech, and long life. Lo ha-shevas al adoma, shenishpa Hashem l'avasecho, le'avrom yisach l'yakob lo seis lehem. This is the end of the parsha. Really, the Meshech Chochm explains, like, how come here it goes by Richat Yisukim, that it says, Ashluk, Hashem is giving you a chayim, a toiv, a moves, a ra, a brocho klolo, and he goes to explain that the brocho is, to have chayim is, to do toiv, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do His mitzvahs. And then it says, the rise in Yifnu L'Vavchu, you turn away your heart. And you go end up, when you turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do one Avera, two Averas, you end up doing an Avodah Zarah, and you'll be destroyed. Like, how come here right now the Torah goes by Richas to explain it? And before in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah also said that Re'eh, Anoichi Noisein Lefaneichem, it just says a bracha and a klola. It also explains as a bracha shatishmo, the bracha will be if you listen to the mitzvahs, the klola will be if you don't listen. But that's all. The Torah just says a bracha and a klola. If you do the mitzvahs, there'll be a bracha. If you do averus, there'll be a klola. But there in Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk doesn't go in to talk about bariches, about chayim and moves. You'll have a long life, you'll have a short life, and then you know to come into love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be so close to Hashem. To be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How come here, at the end, right after we finish speaking about this mitzvah of tshuva, now the psukim go by Richas to talk about this inyan of chayim and moves. And he explains like this, that once the Pasuk said this Indian of Tshuva, the way the Ramban learns, that Hashem gave us a tremendous chesed, that we could do Tshuva, that if we do Tshuva, we could uproot the action we did and really become back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, become close, like the Pesukim say, V'shavta ad Hashem lekechem, we can mamish become close until Hashem himself. So if you have the opportunity to do Tshuva, and now if you don't do Tshuva, you don't use up this opportunity, it's so terrible that you'll get mavis. Hurrah! And here the Pesukim go by Riches to explain it, that if you keep on doing the Ra, you're going to get mavis, you're going to get Ridachto, you'll be thrown away. But the opposite way is, you know, like you can have Brocha, you can have Toiv. That means now with the mitzvah of Tshuva, we have the possibility again to become close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu.
And therefore, if we do it, we'll be Zeche with the Brocha, Kol Tuv. But neither Gisa, the other way we have to look at it, now that we have this Chiddush of Tshuva, that it's so easy to become close to Hashem, if we don't take advantage and we don't do Tshuva, for that we'll become Mavis, for that we'll get the terrible punishment. That's why here the Pesukim also talk about the union of Mavis of those punishments. And that's also why the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are called Aseret Yemei Tshuva, because these are the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so close to us that it's so easy for us to do Tshuva. And if we don't take advantage and don't do Tshuva, it's a terrible thing. All right, we'll stop here for the parsha. And on the other side of Mitzvah Shem, I'll talk about the Nyonim of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says that Barosh Hashanah is called Boi Oilam Oivrim Lofono Kivne Morin. Shenemar Hayotza Yachad Libon Hamevin Akol Masayim. And in Rosh Hashanah, every single Jew goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gets his mishpat, gets his judgment. But the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick on Rosh Hashanah to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Why is this the time now to have the Yom HaMishpat, to have the Yom HaDin? It's called the Zman of Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus shines out in the whole world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the king of Rosh Hashanah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? And there are two pshatim. One pshat, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that holds the world was created in Chofei Elul. That was the beginning of the Bria Soilom. And it comes out on Yom HaShishi, which was the day that Adam Rishon was created, which is really Nishlam, the Maisa Breshis, came out on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's the beginning of the Ashlama of the Bria Soilom. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu now is coming to give Mishpat, to give judgment on the world, because this really is the beginning of the Bria Soilom. And even when Adam Rishon was created, really the Medrash talks about every single hour of that day, of the Yom HaShishi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, it goes through every single hour of the day, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to form him in the morning till finally he was created. And the Yedua, even the first day that Adam was created, it's brought down that on Yom HaShishi, on the Shor HaShi, on the ninth hour of the day, that's when Adam Rishon did the Chet. That's when he went to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And it says on the 10th hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Mishpat, gave him judgment. On the 11th hour, they pass and he has to go out of Gan Eden. On the 12th hour, at the end of the first day, Adam Rishon already received his punishment that he was thrown out from Gan Eden. And the question before Hashem is, how come right away so fast, the first day of the Bria, the first day of the world like was in existence, Yom HaShishi, when Adam Rishon was created, how come that day itself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show judgment, give punishment back to Adam Rishon? Like we know, the next day on Shabbos already, Adam Rishon did Tshuva. That's the Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos that we say. It says, Toiv Lohoides Lashem, Chazal Darshin, Toiv Lizvades Lashem. It's good to do Tshuva on Shabbos. Now, Adam Rishon was the first one to say this Mizmor, and that was the Tshuva that Adam Rishon did on Shabbos. So if Adam Rishon did Tshuva right away, like the next day, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have Rachmanis on him? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give him his Mishpat, his judgment, right away, the next hour after he did the Chet, he received this punishment? Why did it all have to happen the first day of the Bria Soilom like? And the Mepharshim explained, I heard from Rav David Tzitzal, Rav David Krongles Tzitzal, the Pshat is that, like we say, Ein Melech B'Loyam. A king is nothing without a nation, without a world. So at the beginning of the Briyas Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is becoming the Melech. Hashem is now becoming the King over the world. And the Yisod of a Melech is, Ein Melech B'loi Mishpat. A Melech has to have judgment, has to have Mishpat. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted at the beginning of the Briyas Olam, the first day when Adam was created, he wanted to like show the world, like his Malchus, the old Malchus Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King over the whole world. Right away, the first day, he had to give Mishpat. He had to give judgment. That shows the union of the Melech. And Hu Adin, every single year, year after year, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's called Rosh Hashanah. That's also, again, the end of the year. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu now judges the year for the coming year. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah is not for the past year, what we already did, but rather it's a judgment, it's a Zman Adin for the year to come. At the beginning of the year, that's the way a Melech is. Before a Melech, a king, starts off his kingdom, first he lays down the laws, he lays down the rules, he lays down the punishments you get if you don't listen to him. He lays down the reward you get if you do listen to him. That's the way a Melech makes up his kingdom. It's the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now becoming like a Melech, a king over the whole universe, over the whole world. So now is this Zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us his Mishpat, his judgment for the future year. And even according to the other man, the Yom, that says the world was created in Nisan, so according to him, why is the Yom HaMishpat and Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? And the Ran explains, because I call upon him when Klal Yisrael did the Chet Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel them on Yom Kippur. On Yud Tishrei, that was the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'salachti k'dvarecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel v'saleach. As we spoke about, there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem, to daven to Hashem, he should forgive Klal Yisrael, till finally it was Nishlam, was finished the Slichem on Yom Kippur. So therefore these are called Yemei Rotzon. These are special days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like close to Klal Yisrael, and has Rotzon, has goodwill with Klal Yisrael. Therefore now is this man, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Keveya, the Yom Hadin, to give judgment to Klal Yisrael. As the Chesed, the Rachman of Hashem, he gives us his judgment at the time when he has Ratzon, when he has peace and goodwill with Klal Yisrael. And that's why these days are called the Yomim Neroyim. They're special days, 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is a man, Ratzon, is a man to do tshuvot and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you do what the Altar of Kelim used to say, he used to call these 10 days Yomim Nechmodim. These are sweet days. He used to call them sweet days. These are the days that a person could become close to the Melech, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dir Shor Hashem, B'Matzu, B'Yoyse Korov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is close to us, and it's easy to become close to Hashem. These are sweet days to chaperayim, to feel happy about them, and not just to wait and say, I can't stand till they're over already, it's too hard for me. No, these are special 10 days to really enjoy every single second of the day, to really work and do the avoida of these asaros yimei tshuva. Now we know in Ladovad Hashem Ori that we say, we darshan Ladovad Hashem Ori v'yishi, so Chazal darshan Ori zeh Rosh Hashanah, v'yishi zeh Yom Kippur. V'akol ponim Ori, my light, that goes on Rosh Hashanah. That means on Rosh Hashanah, the aura, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines out on the whole world. This is the Yom of Malchus, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a king. Like we say, Lador v'dor hamlich lokeo, like every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is again becoming the king over the whole universe. That's the union of the Or Shor Rosh Hashanah. Now we know Chazal tell us that the Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu says really that Imru Lofonai Malchios on Rosh Hashanah is a special mitzvah to say psukim about Malchios, about the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why the Chazal Gemara Dashins Kedei Shetamlechuni Aleichem, that we should accept and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become the king over us. And then Zichronos, we say Psukim of Zikoron to remember what happened to us in our past, Sheyale Zichronenu Lofon L'Toiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us for the good. And Bama, with what we say Bashofar, we blow the Shofar. These are the special inyanim about Rosh Hashanah, the inyan of Malchus, of Zichronos and Shofar, which all these three things are, the inyan of Kedei Shetamlechuni Aleichem, that we should accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become our king. And really the question is, how does this help? Like Lechur, it's pochus, it's not nice. It's not a nice way of doing things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself should tell us, say like 10 psukim of Malchus, And if Klal Yisrael says, Tem Psukim Malchus, Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be our king, it's not nice to do things like that. But the pshat is that Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the Melech. That's a Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech. But our problem is that there's too much of a hester upon him. We don't realize, we don't see the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that close with us, Bizman is there. Yet to the Churban Abayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Shekhinah from us. There's a hester upon him right now. Bakoponim, when it comes on Rosh Hashanah, that's the or, that's the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines again. And this is the time that every single Jew could become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pshat that we say, Imru Lofonai Malchias, Kadesha Tam Luchuni Aleichem, the thing that we are saying, Sukkim of Malchus, is not the pshat that we're like making Hashem a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Metzias, is the Melech. But the pshat is, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we accept Hashem to be the Melech, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we want Hashem to be our king, that we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines down on us, the brachas, and the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. Like we know the side of all the brachas are, is from the Or Ponecho, from the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we get all our brachas. Like we say in Brachas Kahanim, Yivarechecho Hashem Yishmurecho, Yor Hashem Poned Alecha V'chunecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine out His ponim, His face, will be shining out for us. That's where we get our brachas from. Like we say in Sim Shalom, V'kabor Bor Panecho, Kivor Panecho Nesatolonu Hashem Elokeinu Teras Chayim V'Yavas Chesed, Utztoko V'Rocho V'Rachamim V'Chayim V'Sholom, V'Toy V'Yia B'Yenecho L'Borchem L'Borchaz Glamcho Yischo B'Chleis V'Chosho B'Shlomecho. That in his Bor Panecho, with the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means the more Hashpor, the more close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, that's the more bracha we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, these days of Aser Shimei Tshuva, starting with Rosh Hashanah, that's the or, the shining of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzmamish Yomim Nechmodim, sweet days, the days we have a right to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's easy to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more closer we become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way we receive all our brachas. All the brachas, all the gashmias that we receive from Hashem is from the fact that we are close, that we receive the or from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like the pshat hakam in Rosh Hashanah, throughout the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, the ikat tefillos, we don't mention a word about gashmias. We don't daven our Rosh Hashanah for our own sake, for gashmias to have good panosom, to have good chayim. We don't daven for our own sake. But rather, if you go through the tefillos and have a special tape on this, on the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, the main point of the tefillos is we're davening for the kvoid malchusa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're davening that the whole world should be mamnach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only the Jews, but the whole world should realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein tein pachtecho akol ma'asecho. We want everybody to have pachat v'emes yom adin. Everybody should realize the greatness of Klal Yisrael and the Eretz Yisrael and the Mokam HaMikdash. That's our tefillos in Rosh Hashanah. The question is, if it's a yom HaMishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives judgment. He judges us for every little thing that's going to happen throughout the whole year. For all our panosa, for all our gashmias, how much money are we going to make? The person wants to be a Talmid Chacham, how much Torah are you going to learn throughout the whole year? If you're a Ben Talmid Chacham, if you've been a yeshiva, how much of a good head are you going to have that year? How good are you going to understand things this year? Everything is Eiska Pask, and Hashem gives judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And anything could happen. There's a Kabbal Chayma, Maduch, the Imois, were nifkad on Rosh Hashanah, it says, sorry, Menu, was nifkad on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made her, that she was able to have children again, and Sarah was a lady at that time that didn't have a womb at all, it wasn't possible b'chlal for her to have children, still on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nifkad, remembered her, and opened her up that she was able to have children. Zalachas kama v'kama for b'nei yeshiva, for anybody, even though his head is a little bit closed, fashed up a little bit, he doesn't understand everything. If he's Zeichan Rosh Hashanah B'yom Adin, Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu could open up your head, to give you a good das, good havona, good understanding, good hasmoda, you could steigoyis and learn a lot this year. If anybody, the more you learn, the more will go into you, the more of a Talmid Chacham you become. All these things that Hashem gives mishpat, gives judgment, and Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, how come we don't ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah about these things? Why don't we talk about our panosa, our own even ruchnius? Why don't we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us this, give us das, give us chokhma, bina v'haskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us. Today we should be able to do mitzvahs. And the pshat is, like we just said, that the way a Jew receives the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the more closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki bor ponecho, the more awe of Hashem we have, memela we receive all the brachas kol tuv from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah is that we have to be mamluch, we have to only talk and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mamluch, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name great in the whole world. And the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Hashem sees that we care that Hashem's name should be spread out over the whole world, in the middle of the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes closer to us, the more of the aura of Hashem comes down to us. And that's the way we receive our brachas, that the more aura of Hashem we have, Memela will have more brachas kol tuv shaboylam. That could be the pshat also, it's called a kesel yom chagenu, like the yom tov Rosh Hashanah is like a hidden yom tov. It's kesel that's covered up. You say this because it's covered up all the brachas, all the aura that comes down, it's like hidden. Where our tefillah, our main thing is to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to have the O Malchus Shemayim, to say Malchios, to say Zechroinos, Bameh B'Shofer, with the Kil Shofer goes up. That's the way we become close to Hashem. And the Mela by itself, it comes down automatically, all the brachos kol tuv shabaylam. Some of Farshim say, Bechlal, the Yishayit of a Shofer. A Shofer really is like a pipe. So Cholot has one hole here and another hole the other way. That's the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim. The Kol Shofer's Oila means, our Kol is down, Boretz go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. And the Ashpo comes down again, the Or Ponecho of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Dabar Hashem Oiri B'Yishi, the Or Shem Rosh Hashanah, that's the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what comes down on Rosh Hashanah. The Mela, that's the Indian of Yom HaMishpat on Rosh Hashanah, like we said, that a Melech is the Pshat is, he has Mishpat, he has judgment, he has his ways of ruling, that's the side of a Melech. Now on Rosh Hashanah itself, we know the Torah calls it Yom Teruah Yilechem. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom Teruah. Now the question Mefarshim asks is, like why is it called the Yom Teruah, which is Mashma, the whole day you have to blow the Shofar, it's not true? We know the Ikka Mitzvah is you have to hear 9 Kolos. If you hear 9 Kolos from the Shofar, you eat to the Mitzvah. But the Rabbanim, we hear more. But Midirais, it's only to hear 9 Kolos. So why is Rosh Hashanah called the Yom Teruah? Mashma, the whole day is a day of blowing the Shofar. Secondly, why does the Torah use the Lashon of Teruah? Why doesn't the Torah use the Lashon of Shofar? Should have said Yom Shofar Yilechem. Why does the Torah use the Lashon Teruah? So Mefarshim want to explain that the state of Teruah is really like Lashon of Yelila, of crying, of having pachad, having aima, of having fear. And we learn out from the word Teruah, like what type of a Shofar, how we have to blow the Kofas. So the state of Teruah is, the Gemara says, Kama de Kaya finish diet at Feyodif. We have that the Shofar is like bent over to show us that a person has to be Kayev Daitai. Means you have to humble yourself, you have to have pachad, you have to have awe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have the mid of Anova. The more a person humbles himself, Kayev Daitai, bends over. So some people, B'Shah Shemon Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, also they bend over the whole time. The more a person bends over, the more he'll be Zoicha B'Din in Rosh Hashanah. All this we learn out from the word Teruah. The first one I said the Pshat is like this, that true, the whole day of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be Yom Teruah. It's supposed to be a day that a person humbles himself and is mekabel upon himself, accepts upon himself the old Malchus Shemayim to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Melech today, he's becoming a new king again today, and we're the special Am, we are the ones that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're accepting upon ourselves today the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an Indian the whole day, the whole 24 hours of Rosh Hashanah, or 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, is this Indian of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Just how do we do it? There's a mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. True, you only have to hear 9 kolos, that's all. But the pshat is the kol shofar is supposed to put us into a mood that the rest of the day we're in this mood of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, to accept upon ourselves the new kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another tremendous glick, a lock we have about Rosh Hashanah is, it's the beginning of the year, it's a new ischadshit, it's like starting over new. You have the power now that even though you did Averis, you weren't so good last year, it's like a new start now, it's new haschola, just like the Bria Soilon, the beginning of the world was like that. Any new haschola, any new beginning, it's easy to start over again. And really, we know that Rosh Hashanah, that's the beginning of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And the end of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, that's Yom HaKippur. And really, the question is, like, how come we don't have a Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah? like we should have our kapora before we have our mishpat, our judgment. Secondly, how come we don't mention a chet and Rosh Hashanah? We don't talk about that Hashem should forgive us on the chatoyim that we have. The chur, we're getting judgment today. We should want to wipe away our chatoyim. Why don't we mention chatoyim, the averis, the things bad we did? Why don't we mention them on Rosh Hashanah? And also, if Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, where is the tshuva that we're supposed to do on Rosh Hashanah? And the pshat is, Mefarshim say, that the way a person does tshuva is, first you have to lift yourself up. You have to make yourself into a derech chadash, a new person. You're not the same person you were last year. It's a new zman now, it's the beginning of the year, it's a time to change over to become new. And if a person wants to become new, he could become new. You have to, like right now, overlook the averis. The person should not say, I'm so bad, I can't become good. No, overlook the averis now. It's as if today you created, it's the beginning of the Bria. And today you have to lift yourself up, be misroimim, and like we're saying now, be mekabel upon yourself, the Yol Malchus Shemayim, and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to lift himself up. After a person lifted himself up and is close to Hashem, now it's possible, the rest of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, to look back at the bad actions you did throughout the year and do tshuva, ask Hashem to forgive you. But kol zman a person is down low, doing his chatoyim is hard to do tshuva. The famous example they give is, if when a person is shikur is drunk, you can't show him how bad it is to be drunk, you can't take him downstairs and show him another person is drunk, that's rolling in the mud. Because kol zman he's drunk, he only sees it's a good thing, he also wants to roll in the mud. But first you have to make the person sober, make him high, make him understand things. When he has his understanding, then he'll realize and see how bad it is to be drunk. Of course, the same thing, Klal Yisrael. And Rosh Hashanah, first, the beginning of Aseret Yemei Tshuva is, we have to be Mitzrayim, we have to pick ourselves up. We have to feel as if today we're born, a new beginning, a new Aschola. Now it's Likim Gemurim. And there's also part of the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it says, Basher Husham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Mishpat, gives us judgment, the way we are right now. Even though we were molech hatoyim before, but over Rosh Hashanah now we act like tzaddikim. Right now we are korov to Hashem. Right now we do love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're waiting to mitzapeh to see the godless of Hashem, the Malchus Shemayim. We're waiting to see again the Meimos HaMashiach, to see again the Beis HaMikdash, Melech HaMashiach. We're waiting to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By this, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our Mishpat. That Basher Husham, the way we are in Rosh Hashanah, that's the way we get our Mishpat. That's all Rachmin Chesed of Hashem. So that's why in Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we don't look at our chatoyim. We don't ask for forgiveness for the chatoyim. But right now, the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is a day of Iskarvus Lashem, of Malchus, to accept upon itself the Melech, to take away the Hester upon him, the blackness that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take it away. Break the Mechitzas between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we lift ourselves up. And then afterwards, we can go back to think about all the chatayim we did throughout the year to do tshuva on them. Now, in the Sefer Lev Eliyahu from Eliyahu Lapian, it brings down a medrash that says that Yom Achron Shel Shona is Kakula Shona. That means the last day of the year is really like the whole year itself. And he explains that what it means to say is that a person could do tshuva on the last day of the year, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Person acts nice and does tshuva the last day of the year, that could help for the whole year. There's such a thing like we're saying, Basher Husham, the way you are then, like the way a person davens the last marav of the year, the way a person davens the last shachris of the year, the way a person davens the last mincha of the year, the last tefillah, the last davening, the last learning that we do, could help for the whole year. So there's a tremendous inyan that before Rosh Hashanah, the day on Erev Rosh Hashanah, to really try and do as much mitzvahs in the best way possible. And usually we know that the more important something is, usually the more the Yetzirah is there to stop us, to bother us, not to let us do it. That's why it's very hard to on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Everybody thinks it's an Erev Yom Tov. It's a day to take it easy, to prepare. And usually people don't learn that much, and they don't daven that well, and they're busy doing other things. That's only the Yetzirah. But really, the last day of the year before Rosh Hashanah, also a way to pick ourselves up, to have a mechila before the Yom Adin, is to act, to be careful the last day, to do the davening, the mitzvahs, the learning, at the uttermost. That's why near Rosh Hashanah you have an extra long slichas, we say, that the pshat is now, before Rosh Hashanah, we're asking Hashem to forgive us. Slach lonu, for all the chatoyim we did, today that when it comes Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, we'll be able to be Zeicha Bedin. Like we spoke about it before, that the side of Rosh Hashanah is really the Iskarvus Lashem. The fact that we're Zeicha to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this aur, the light, the yomim nechmodim, the sweet days. At the pshat we said, the imulufone malchius, kadesh etam lechun yaleichem, that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say psukim of malchus, that we realize the greatness, the melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. The same thing, the zechreinus, we remember, we say of the psukim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close with Klal Yisrael. He remembered Noach, he remembered all the different throughout the Doros. We remember, we speak about all the Zechreinus, Levitaiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Klal Yisrael. And the pshat is that in Rosh Hashanah, we want to become as close as possible to Hashem. It's a special day that Hashem gave us, even though it's a Yom HaMishpat, it's a day of judgment, but it's also a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close with us. And we have to feel Ava, a tremendous amount of Ava, love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say Psukim of Zechreinus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us, so Zechreinus L'Toyv will be for the good. Uvameh, we end off with the Shofar. The Shofar of a Shofar is the Yonim to wake us up, to realize the godless, the greatness of the day. Hu Adin, one of the Talmud is because when you appoint a new king, you blow the Shofar. Salach, it's a Pshat, you be Mamlech, the Melech Hamlochim. You're appointing a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be the Melech today. So we blow the Shofar today, that's also the end of the Or Shah Rosh Hashanah. But then the Gror was knowing that at the time B'Shas they blew the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, he was Moli Simcha. Not like some of Kabbalim says, in it have Pachar, Amos, Yiras, Adin, B'Shas, the Shofar. However, the Gror was knowing to be Moli Simcha. And the Pshat is, because he held that when we blow the Shofar, that's the time when we are being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're like appointing a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be our king. At a time when you appoint a king, you're Moli Simcha, you're happy. The Am, a nation, needs a king, wants a king. Who avad and avada, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchi Amlochim. The Klal Yisrael is waiting and wanting, and it's tremendous Simcha to blow the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, to have this feeling that we now are being Mamlech, a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Pshat we said, not that we're like really making him a king, a Kodesh Baruch Hu by himself is the king. It's just by saying these psukim, by doing the mitzvahs, by blowing the shofar, we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, memela, that causes a direct hashpah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. And that's the tremendous hanah, the tremendous tainug, the simcha of Rosh Hashanah, the fact every single Jew could become close again back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why really for Klal Yisrael to have a Yom Adin and Mishpat is a tremendous glick, it's a special luck that we have, that we are zeicha to have a mishpat, to have a judgment, at least once a year. Hu Adin, after davening, when we go home, we have Hasuda. The Chassam Sofer talks about it, that the Suda you have in Rosh Hashanah, it's not stam an inyan of Simcha, it's not stam an inyan of Achila, however, it's an inyan of Hizurus. It's also an inyan like we were Mekabel, the Malchus Shemayim, we appointed a king, we know we have a Melech over us, and we're happy with the Melech. We're like making a Suda, lekover the Melech, the Kavra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sinin of Isiris. We once spoke out before that the Yisrael of a Suder is that any time there's a tremendous amount of Hashpah, when something good comes down and you want to keep it, the way we keep the Hashpah, the way Mashmah goes inside us, is through a Suder. That's why Takas, you need to make a Siyim. When you finish learning a Homesechta, you have a tremendous Hashpah. You finish something, you finish the Homesechta, and the Homesechta is supposed to make a Suder. With the Suda, that's the Pshat, you keep the Hashpah of the Masech that goes inside us, it stays with us. Hu Adin, the Achila and Rosh Hashanah has to be like this. We have to realize there's a tremendous amount of aur, of light, of Hashpah coming down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close with us. That the day we receive all our brachas, the Toiva for the whole year, our whole year's Toiva comes down in Rosh Hashanah, and with that we have to make a Suda to be happy with it, and to keep this Hashpah. Now the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and after Zayin, the Gemara says, "Loma taikin b'shofar shel ayil." How come we blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah with the shofar shel ayil? Is Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu tikul lofonai b'shofar shel ayil? We should blow the shofar shel ayil from a rim, kedei she'eska lochem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, that I should remember the akeda of Yitzchak ben Avram. Umala ni'aleichem kilu akaretem esatzmechem lofonai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will account it as if we ourselves were moisa nefesh, as if we ourselves sacrificed ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, what does one have to do with the other? Stam, the fact that we blow the shofar and we remember the way Yitzchok Avinu had the akedah, how does it make us if we ourselves also made the akedah? We're not sacrificing ourselves. We're not putting ourselves down on top of the altar to be sacrificed. So what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we were makar of ourselves. And the pshat is, the Yol explains that the chiddush of the akedah shel Yitzchok, even though Yitzchok Avinu really was not nifter, he was not really moisa nefesh, but he did it b'koyach. He wanted to. He had the rotzen atoiv, the rotzen in his will. He was ready to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though b'poyel actually it didn't happen. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted his b'koyach, that he wanted to be moisa nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it as if he was really moisa nefesh. And Machmas Yitzchok Avinu, it's a nikva l'dor doris, that every single Jew, whenever a person has in mind that he would want to be moisa nefesh, b'koyach, he would want to give up his life for Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would want to be so close to Hashem that even if it means to give up his life, he would do it for Hashem's sake. The fact we feel that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts it as if we really did it. That's the pshat from the mitzvah, v'yahavta es Hashem ulekecha b'chol levo b'chol b'chol nashcha b'chol miyadecha, that you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that even if it would be, even if it would come to a situation where you have to give up your life, you would do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even though the situation doesn't come, but if you feel that way, that you would be ready to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if you're mamas moshe nefesh. That's also part of the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah. When we blow the shofar, starts to have this feeling of mesiras nefesh, like we're saying, the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the melech, all the brachos we get is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every Jew should be ready to be moisa nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we actually did it. And the pasuk it says, Ashrei yom yoidei srua Hashem b'yor panecha yaleichun. It's master from the Medrash is like a question, like who is the one that knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, Hashem b'yor panecha yaleichun, that people that go in front of Hashem. And the Medrash says that Ashrei yom means Ashrei hem li Yisrael, she yoidim l'ratzei ses barim, that Klai Yisrael knows how to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu like us. Uvamer with what? Pashofer. With the shofar. Now, as the Gemara says, b'shas we blow the shofar, it's considered like we're going lefnai lefnim, we're going mamish into Kodesh HaKadoshim, mamish right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, that we do things, we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu only to make us closer to Hashem. Like we said, memeila, automatically, all the brachos will come down to us. And mitzvah we shall be zeicha with echsimis v'teiva, Shnas Gula v'Yeshua, Shnas Shoyse v'Chaim. And what?